it's going.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
We record live.
Yes. Well, we record live every time, but... This is liver.
It's more live.
The liveliest of...
It's super live right here.
Yes. Hello, friends.
Oh, I can't turn that up.
Welcome to Cool Hip Parents Podcast, where we are neither cool nor hip, but we are in the Sonic parking lot.
What?
Yes.
Signature Slingers.
That's the current...
That should be the title of it, Signature Slingers.
I'm going to title it that. Oh, this is great. Well, we are here at Sonic on a little date for a very special reason. You want to tell them what the special reason is?
Because in my head, I started singing the song. It's our anniversary.
Oh, okay. That was very anticlimactic. It's our anniversary, y'all. So we decided to run away from home just for a little bit, just for like an hour, and then actually do an episode.
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Oh my gosh, he's looking in his phone. We're supposed to be doing this, but he's on the Facebook right now. Are you back off of the Facebook? Signature Slingers. So we decided to run away from home real quick, and we're here, Sonic.
We're at Sonic.
Yeah. This is our little hideaway. We haven't been here in a long time. Like, we bought the kids here probably a year ago, because I was tired, and it just wasn't going to go down for dinner that night. So they got very lucky with their grilled cheese sandwiches and tots. But it's just mom and dad today. We're enjoying our anniversary date at
Sonic.
Sonic driving.
So I want to... No. I got this. So let me explain how anniversaries work. I suggest the Refectory, which we went to this weekend. So if you don't know what the Refectory is, Google it. It's a very fancy restaurant. It's lovely. And you chose to take me to Sonic.
Because we only have an hour. We have to get back home.
I took you to a nice three-course meal.
Yeah, you took me to a place where we were there for 4.5 hours. It wasn't even three courses. It was more than that.
It wasn't that long.
What?
We left there at 11:30.
We came at 8:30.
Oh, that's 3.5 hours.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Whatever.
That's a long time.
You're 3.5 hours.
It was amazing, yes, but I wanted us to actually go out on our actual anniversary, and this is the quickest thing that we could handle right now. It was either this, or Wendy's, or you mentioned Chipotle, which, you know, I'm always down for...
Or...
Always down for Chipotle.
Or the classic... Frisch's Big Boy.
What? Okay.
It's across the street.
Yeah, so. It's across the street, and we are currently in Ohio. So apparently, that's a thing here. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I've never been to one.
And apparently, that's not good.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
I mean, we've been told by many people that this is a thing, and how could you not have one? You needed a Big Buford. Is that it?
No.
What do they have? The Big.
That's like Checkers.
Oh,
right?
Checkers has the Big Buford. No, but they have a big something.
And a Big Boy.
Oh, is it just called the Big Boy?
I've never been there.
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go. Happy anniversary to us. It's the best. But I feel like this is a good time to hop on here and do an episode because we haven't talked about the ins and outs and the outs and ins of...
Wait a minute.
Of keeping a 14-year marriage a spicy.
That's usually what it is.
The ins and outs and the outs and ins. Oh, my gosh. Kids, plug your ears. You're listening with your children? We're so sorry. Hopefully, they didn't get that joke. But what are you talking about? This is a perfect time.
What joke?
This is a perfect time to talk about this.
Is it an inside joke? I'd love to be a part of one day.
Oh, my gosh. Lord. So, I feel like this is a good time to give you... Do you have some tips? You got some tips?
You got some tips to give me?
You got some tips for some of the dads who are listening?
I actually thought about this sometime this week. I don't know. In my honest opinion, it's really been two things that has saved our marriage. Sex and talking. Here's why. At some point, maybe, I don't know, I can't speak for many marriages, I've only been in one. So, at some point, something happens, and talking stops. And I'm not saying conversations and conversing, I'm saying talking, like actual full-blown talks about things, like with a subject. How are you doing? What do you need? Etc., etc. And talking about your feelings and your emotional state. At some point, that stops. So, that leads to other things. Such as resentment, etc., etc., etc. It just leads to those things, right? Which ultimately leads to less good sex. I mean, let's just call it what it is, right? So, you fix the one of those two things, the other thing comes back. There's just an emotional connection that's there, you know what I'm saying? So, case in point, you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At some point, everything was just wrapped up together.
I mean...
What?
Sorry, kids.
If
your kids
talking...
are listening at this point, they're gonna have to. We're not going to get gross, but this is marriage discussion.
Yeah. They're talking about sex at church this week. They actually are, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't surprise me about our church.
So
that's why we love our church.
I've lost my point. Where was I?
Everything was intertwined.
Everything is all together, and what I'm saying is, stress, overthinking. So when these things tend to happen, when these things tend to happen,
songs on the radio,
it shuts down other things. And once other things, and I'm not talking, like sexually, I mean, once you become stressed, you stop, you go back to what is most normal for you. And what is most normal for people is being an individual. So you tackle problems as an individual. Well, I know that I can get this done, or I know that I can get that done. And what tends to happen is you leave your partner completely out of that decision. And in that aspect, you are saying that you can't handle this thing, so I'm going to take care of this thing without you. On the other hand, it's, well, if you can take care of this thing without me so easily, what else are you going to take care of without me? And it just spirals and blows up into a bunch of different things. And then sooner or later, hopefully, you can start talking. And then that gives you your intellectual connection. It allows you to open up, and it could be in the form of just a conversation. It can be in the form of an argument. But the ultimate goal is to get out what you feel. Get back in tune with each other so you can go ahead and have sex, man.
Okay. So are you saying that autonomy is bad in a marriage? Because that's what it sounded like. Maybe I'm not getting this right. You're saying that it's not good to be able to do things on your own by yourself?
No, you should absolutely be able to do those things.
So autonomy is good.
What I'm saying is you should be able to do those things by yourself, but you should say, hey, this is what I want to do in this situation. What do you think? Because you're not just there by yourself. You're with somebody else who ultimately is affected by your actions. So if the situation is, okay, let's say you have money problems. I'm going to go borrow $1,000 from my best friend because I know I can pay it back and blah, 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 blah. Well, that might be fine for you. But on the other hand, your partner might be like, well, I don't know where this $1,000 is going to come from. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's unneeded stress. Where it could have been, okay, look, we need $1,000 to fix this or to do whatever the case may be. And I think it should come, or I can do this and go, you know, whether, you know, you guys can talk about it and see where your, not safety, but your comfort level lies and if that's a good idea. So it's just not a brunt after, like, oh, I just bought a house here. Like, well, it would have been nice to be asked. I don't even like the color of this house. Like, the yard is ugly. I mean, like, it's stuff like that. You don't want things to be a... You don't want them to be a second thought in the thing, in the decision, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's part of... That's pretty much marriage in a nutshell. You shouldn't be completely... This is me. I'm in a nutshell. You shouldn't be completely... I don't know. I have a very weird relationship with the idea of dependency. I do think that you should put yourself in certain situations where you and your spouse are dependent, quote unquote, amongst each other, because that helps with teamwork. It helps you to build your relationship. But you have to both be on board to be dependent on each other for those things. Like, I don't think it should be something you just fall into. Like, as a wife, you know, there are places or groups or whatever that teaches women to be completely subservient and give your husband whatever he wants. And even, you know, us as Christians, there's sometimes that subset of Christianity where they teach their wife to basically, you have to give him whatever he wants, even if it's not enjoyable for you. Speaking of intimacy, if, you know, you don't want to do it, like, that's just that type of behavior and that type of condition is just dangerous to me in terms of a marriage. But I am a big proponent of people being their own individuals and then deciding together that, hey, we need to make sure that we are dependent upon each other when it comes to this, like when it comes to home ownership or when it comes to raising your children. Like, you should both be on board and figured out how that's going to work before things get out of hand. You shouldn't be the one parent that says one thing and then the other parent says something completely different. You're basically parenting your children differently. There are certain things, but you have to be dependent on each other for those things. You can't just go ahead and do stuff without having consent from your other half. So I know that's how we're raising our kids. They need to be who they are as people. But they understand that they are siblings, so sometimes they have to be dependent on each other for certain things, and we make sure that they are. And it's like, hey, that can't happen. You're supposed to be working together. I understand you want to do it fast, but your brother is a little slower, so you have to go at his pace as well, or maybe he needs to pick it up just a little bit, so you meet in the middle. Like, that's an important way to grow up, and I feel like that's an important way to keep your marriage happy and afloat.
Yes, that is good.
Did you listen to anything I just said?
Yeah, listen to that whole thing. That's over. Sheesh.
Take forever.
But yes, I do agree. The only thing that I won't say I disagree with, but I'll disagree with is I don't think you need consent. Like, it's not, okay, for me, like, if you said, I want to tell so-and-so this, or I want to do this, probably 9 times out of 10, I'm like, I don't care. Thanks for telling me. I don't care. Go do the thing you want
to
do.
Yeah, but you still have to say something.
Right, but I don't think you need my consent.
Okay, but that's...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, hey, I'm letting you know that I'm going to get I'm gonna buy a cat. Like, no, I don't think you should buy a cat, but I want a cat. Okay. Now we've had pinball for 14 years.
Or, well, that goes back to you talking about conversation. That's a conversation that needs to happen. I am thinking about doing this. And then you have the conversation about it. I personally don't think you need to say, I'm doing this, just so you know. Like, just the wording of it, I'm a big words person. So the wording of it doesn't sound very, we're in this together. It sounds like, I'm doing it, period. Just letting you know what's happening. Like, I don't know if that's how.
No, it's not.
That's not how any of that should work.
I see it differently. You're a words person. I get that. I'm not a words person. No, if you said that to me, I go, okay, whatever. Or, like, if I really don't want that thing to happen, like, I don't want to do that. Like, but I want to do, okay. I don't. So. Gosh. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to change my mind. Like, you told me you want to do a thing. I don't want to do that thing. If you want to take somebody, I mean, do whatever you want to do, but I don't want to do that thing.
Right.
Like, I'm not, no.
And this is the perfect example of something we have been working on for 14 years in our marriage and still working on. I am a words person, and I need him to say things in certain ways so that way I can comprehend what he's trying to tell me. He says it in his way, and I'm like, I don't, that makes me anxious. And he's like, why? Tell me why. And I'm like, this is why. And then I have to use my words to tell him why it makes me anxious. And then he goes, oh, well, that's not what I meant. So we're working on it. That's a usual conversation with us, because it's still, he uses his Brandon language and I use my Amira language. But then we also need to sit our tails down and have a conversation about things, so we're not just staring at each other saying, she doesn't understand me. Like, why come? She just doesn't get it. I'm saying it literally to her. What's going on? And I'm like, he won't give me the extra effort. But we both want to do the things that the other wants. We just have to take a second. Don't get crazy. And go, okay, this is what I'm hearing from what you're telling me. And then I'd say that to him, and he's like, that's not what I said. And then we have a full discussion about, what exactly are you saying? What's the action that you want to put behind these things you're saying to me? Now I can tell you if I agree or not. Like, it takes a few more steps, because you're the fast pace.
I'm a dude.
No, not even. Because there are some women who are like you in their relationship, too. They do the fast pace.
What? What do you think I just said? Okay, perfect example. What do you think I just said?
You said you're the man.
No, I said I'm a dude.
Oh, I think you said I'm a dude.
See? Example. And then we stopped and we talked about it. You saw. This is live.
This is live.
Happened right now. So
I thought you
I'm
said
a dude.
I'm
and
a
what,
dude.
What I mean is, okay, so I'm a dude. There are women that do it too. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Okay, so.
It's funnier every time you say it. You're a what?
I'm a dude. So, a dude is a person that.
Does.
Does. Yes. They don't necessarily think mm-hmm. about it. And it's not, oh, you know, I don't think about it. It's, they've already thought about it and they've made a decision. And once the decision is made, I gotta go and get it done. That's who I am.
Yeah. But you've also married a woman who has to, it needs a plan before execute. I love to execute. Execute's my favorite, but it has to have a plan. So when you, and this is early on in our marriage, it's something that we, not struggled with, but I had to learn about you, and then you had to learn that you had to reel it back some. You couldn't just go do stuff. You can't just go buy things. You can't just go get the, we have to have a discussion first. Even if it's on the phone and you're like, okay, listen, this is happening. I'm like, okay, what's the timeline? Because you want to do, but maybe sometimes you don't have to do for a week. And I'm like, let's just wait the week. And you're like, okay, as long as you're giving me permission to do. But we have to have the conversation about it. So it's, that's the symbiotic relationship of those of us who maybe you out there, you're the planner like me and you love seeing things come to fruition after a good plan, or you're the doer like my husband and you're like, okay, well, how do I get my spouse to understand? I just want to do it. You have to take a second and listen to how they want you to do the thing. They want you to do whatever the thing is. They want you to be happy. They want you to provide for your family. They want you to make all your dreams come true. But they want to be able to be a part of it without ruining the autonomy of it for you. And so all you got to do is ask them. You have to have a conversation about it. So that way they can do what you need them to do so you can do. I like that. Booyakasha.
I actually put Booyakasha on the post maybe 3 hours ago. That was great.
What post? What is happening?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're asking too many questions.
I am. I'm asking too many questions.
Why don't you plan something?
All right, guys. Well.
No, that's short. We got like 9 more minutes.
No, that's good.
All right, fine.
A nice little 20-minute
pep talk.
Talk
to you guys
talk.
Later.
It's a pep talk to the other parents out there. Maybe they're listening to this on their anniversary. And they're like, oh, this is a good time to just reevaluate things and want the best for my spouse. Let's have a conversation. They can listen together.
Yeah.
And hear you say you're a do.
Yeah. And if you guys, anybody out there that's a do and you have any questions and you want to direct them to me, you can email me at brandon@livemedia.com.
Are you going to answer it?
That's not even a real email.
That's not. That's why I'm trying to catch him in the lie. Because, number one, as a doer, you were like, ugh.
Hold on, wait. No, I'm just telling you right now.
He's like, ugh. I have to answer an email?
I have.
Can I just send them a voice message? Can we text right quick?
Okay, so the difference in emails, I want to let this be known. Your email, you have like 3,000 unread emails.
Uh-huh.
Which is cool. I get it. In my email, I have like 5,000 read messages or what I like to call highlight all and mark as read. So, I don't know what's in my email.
That's doer mentality right there.
I don't...
Right, because you're like, I don't feel like doing this.
I don't.
So, just leave it. Me, I process through it because I have planned behind it. It gets processed and then I execute, which is why there's maybe 3,000, but I work on those every day. That's a planner and a doer.
Yeah, don't.
Married together.
Like, here's the thing. Don't email me.
Yeah, don't email him. Email me.
If you want,
I will answer your emails.
If you want to talk to me, do give me a text.
Yes. In all seriousness, you guys, if you ever need to email us, maybe you want to give us some show topics and things like that. We would love that, by the way. You can email us at coolhipparentspodcast@gmail.com or you can come over to our Facebook page, which is really fun, and just comment. Be like, hey, guys, what's up? How you doing? Can y'all talk about parenting a teenager?
Wait, that's, what? That's coming up. We have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. Good gravy. We got a lot of stuff.
What else do we have?
3 children that we have to get home to now.
We have new shirts, new merch.
We don't have
new
any
Cool Hip Parent merch coming out.
We don't have any merch yet, but you know, that's on the horizon.
Oh my goodness, don't ruin it. I just said we have Cool Hip Parent merch coming out.
Yeah. It's on the horizon.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's out right now.
Yeah.
Or even planned.
You said we have
designed.
Merch.
Yeah, we have merch in mind.
Oh, Lord.
Let me sell it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Thanks for...
Stay classy, Internet.
Hanging out with us on our anniversary.
Okay. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to listen to that podcast.
I can't. This is just... We're getting off the rails here.
All right, guys.
This is why we're saying goodbye. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you or talk to you next week. Yay.
Or in a month or something.
No, probably next week. I think we're back into the groove of this. We'll probably just have to come to Sonic every week.
Which is great because we're supposed to do it on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. Back in the groove.
Maybe we found a new day. You don't know. All right, guys. We love you. We will see you again next week. Bye. Have a good one.